Morris, Twitter files reveal laptop from hell censorship was orchestrated by security state. By Emma Jo Morris on December 19, 2022. The censorship of the New York Post's Laptop from Hell series on social media platforms was an operation by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, and other intelligence community members, according to a tranche of Twitter files released Monday. Journalist Michael Schellenberger reported, based on documents he obtained from Elon Musk, that federal agents discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings both after and before the New York Post revealed the contents of his laptop on October 14, 2020. Working with top management at Twitter to censor and disparage the Post's reporting on evidence of now President Joe Biden's personal business involvement with corrupt and adversarial regimes in Europe and Asia, in the run-up to the 2020 election. Schellenberger revealed that there was an organized effort by representatives of the intelligence community, IC, aimed at senior executives at news and social media companies, to smear factual and accurate stories based on a hard drive belonging to Hunter Biden, which the FBI had in its possession almost a year before the Post's reporting and knew was authentic. Schellenberger details how agents outside the company worked to get Twitter management, many of whom were former agents themselves, to embrace the narrative that documents showing the Biden family earning tens of million dollars from Eastern European oligarchs and the Chinese Communist Party were part of a Russian hack and leak operation, and then censor reporting on those documents on that premise. The narrative would then also be adopted by virtually all of legacy media in the lead-up to voting day of 2020, and used to buttress their decision not to report on the material. Schellenberger writes that during all of 2020, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies repeatedly primed Yoel Roth to dismiss reports of Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian hack and leak operation, referring to the head of trust and safety and one of Twitter's chief censors. Despite the fact that the FBI had the Biden science laptop since December 2019, and amid Roth allegedly pushing back that Twitter executives repeatedly reported very little Russian activity on the platform. In fact, Twitter debunked false claims by journalists of foreign influence on its platform. We haven't seen any evidence to support that claim by @1_@NBC News of foreign-controlled bots. Our review thus far shows a small-scale domestic troll effort, Schellenberger reported. Time and again, FBI asks Twitter for evidence of foreign influence and Twitter responds that they aren't finding anything worth reporting, he adds. The FBI then escalated efforts, arranging for top-secret security clearances to be granted to Twitter management so that alleged intelligence pertaining to Russian interference attempts in the election could be shared. Then, as Schellenberger reports, when the Biden files were published by the Post, Roth said it set off every single one of my finely tuned APT-28 hack and leak campaign alarm bells. There was such intimate cooperation by mid-September 2020. Weeks before the Post would begin publishing the Laptop from Hell series, that FBI, ODNI, and Twitter executives had an encrypted messaging network set up, which they dubbed a virtual war room. On the day the Post published, as has been previously reported, Roth admits the story is not clearly violative of our hacked materials policy, nor is it clearly in violation of anything else, but adds, this feels a lot like a somewhat subtle leak operation. Jim Baker, then Twitter deputy counsel and former senior FBI agent, pushes back that the Biden materials are either faked, hacked, or both, despite the Post publishing the federal subpoena given to the original source of the material when he handed the hard drive over to the FBI in 2019. By 10 a.m., Twitter execs had bought into a wild hack and dump story. The suggestion from experts, which rings true, is there was a hack that happened separately, and they loaded the hacked materials on the laptop that magically appeared at a repair shop in Delaware, Schellenberger reports. The influence operation persuaded Twitter execs that the Hunter Biden laptop did not come from a whistleblower. One linked to a Hill article, based on a WaPo article from October 15, which falsely suggested that Giuliani's leak of the laptop had something to do with Russia, he adds. Schellenberger reports that, after the election, Baker reached out to thank the FBI for its successful effort to censor and discredit the New York Post's reporting. In the end, the FBI's influence campaign aimed at executives at news media, Twitter, and other social media companies worked, they censored and discredited the Hunter Biden laptop story. By December 2020, Baker and his colleagues even sent a note of thanks to the FBI for its work, Schellenberger writes. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at hmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.